Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Let us pray. Holy One, the stone has been rolled away, but we have not yet seen him. We stand on this wild and holy edge of resurrection where grief and promise share the same breath. The powers believed that this story had ended on the cross. The tomb was closed and sealed, and the light was extinguished. Yet even here, God, you are at work. For what is buried in love is never abandoned. And what you raise up, no grave can contain. Between the words that are said and the words that are heard, may your good news, which is alive, be known. Amen. Well, there's a different sound in the air today. If this is your first time or your only time, the trumpets are not here every single Sunday. In fact, we have just walked through a season of Lent. It has been quieter. If we are honest, it has held moments of humility, of truth-telling, of ice and snow where we have had to stay home for a while. It has in fact brought us lower to the ground. We've had to walk a bit slower. We've had to reach out and help someone beside us. But today we are reminded that Easter lifts. Not with noise for its own sake, not with forced cheerfulness, but with something deeper, with joy. Not a shallow joy, not a denial, but the kind of joy that comes when something you thought was over is not. This past season, I have been walking with our community. I have noticed around us stretches where things have just felt heavy. Not in a dramatic, everything is falling apart kind of way, and yet, for some of us, more like winter is dragging on. Do I need to listen to another news broadcast, wondering what is truth? That kind of heavy, kind of heaviness that even makes us a bit grumpy, hard to be with, not sure if we want to be around others, what they might bring up or want to debate about. The kind where your to-do list is long, your energy short, and even the things you normally love might have felt like effort. And I found myself wondering, are we stuck? What's really changing? The Jays are trying to figure it out. Our hope in the Leafs is waning. It's not really despair, but it's a flatness. We see people loving their team or their people and then turning on them quickly, having shorter fuse. That's why the Christ candle is long. We need that wick to make it all the way through the year, not just today. And so Easter arrived for me with no big breakthrough, no angel choir, no confetti cannon, no sudden flash of clarity, just a quiet, almost inconvenient nudge. Maya, just take one small step. Which honestly is not the most inspiring Easter message that you might have dressed up for and put on your bonnet. I was hoping for something more like a miracle. And then I looked around. I paid more attention with my steps. One step, write something, sing something, make one call, show up one more time. And here's the thing, looking back, I can see that wasn't nothing. It was actually life. Quiet, ordinary, little unimpressive, but real. Showing up one step at a time. Because all through Lent, we have been practicing telling the truth, which in our family system or in our church life can be hard. We want to be nice. We're not sure if we tell the truth if we'll still be in relationship with each other or what kind of message will get twisted around our words. We've also been making space for grief. We've been talking about our limits and our boundaries and the ways that life can feel fragile and uncertain and even broken. When you walk close to the ground in the wilderness, you notice those things. And we needed to, because we were almost getting lost in what was being fed to us outside of the real experience of being alive. Because resurrection is not a bypass. It's not an escape from the real. It's God meeting us in the real. Resurrection is God saying, life is not finished here. And that's why we have to read words from the community of the church that happened way after Jesus was with them in body. Because as they were trying to figure it out too, they said, so if you have been raised with Christ, not you will be raised, not you might be, not if you believe the right things or come to every church service, but you have been raised. Which means that Easter is not just something that happened. It is something that is happening in you, in us, right now. Paul doesn't make an argument for resurrection, so you don't need to take that home to your kitchen table over hot cross buns and chocolate eggs. Paul doesn't try to prove it. He simply says, if this is true, then why don't we live like it? Seek the things that are above and set your minds. In other words, turn your life towards life. That's why I love a real candle. There's something a little bit dangerous about it. You can't leave it untended like a battery one. We're almost afraid. What will happen if we turn our lives toward the light of life? Because here's the promise at the heart of Easter, my friends. Your life is already held in something deeper than fear, deeper than failure, and deeper than death itself. Your life is hidden with Jesus. Hidden, which means even when you don't feel it, it's still true. Even when the world looks unchanged, something has shifted. Even when you're unsure about what you believe, you're still being held in life. And that's where joy begins. Not in certainty, not in trust, in other things. Not in certainty, but in trust. Not having it all figured out, but in discovering that life is already at work in you. It's what Christ knew. He experienced it. He awakened it in others. He was willing to die for us to know where God is, where life is, where joy is. Easter joy is this quiet defiant thing that says, I will begin again. I will choose love again. I will hope again. I will trust again. Even now, especially now, because resurrection is not just about Jesus, it's about what God is always doing. God is always bringing life out of what feels finished, bringing hope out of what feels closed, bringing newness out of what feels stuck. So the question is not, do you understand resurrection? The question is, where is resurrection happening in you? Where is something softening? Where is something opening? Where is something or someone inviting you to take a step forward? And not just in you. Don't be dismayed. It is in us. Because if we're the resurrection people, then we are a community not defined by fear or decline or simply holding on or having all the answers or meeting the budget. We are a people who live like life is stronger than death, which means we become a place where people can begin again. So if you are arriving thinking this is your last day, you are invited. We become a place where hope is practiced out loud. We become a place where love is not cautious, but courageous. Easter does not erase the wounds of our lives, the wounds of Lent or Holy Week, or even what happened in your life this morning. It transforms them. It says, what you have carried has been hard. What has felt like an ending is not the end of the story. So today, we do not need to have perfect belief. We do not need to resolve every question. We are simply invited to live as if this is true, that life is still unfolding, that love is still at work, that something in us right now is being raised. So lift your eyes. Don't look so darn serious. Look around for a second. Right? We really look serious. Doesn't matter what color you're wearing or if your family dressed up as Easter eggs. We are invited to live not to escape the world, but to re-enter it with hope and with courage and with joy. And some of us will ride into it on motorcycles, and others of us will be taking one step at a time with their walkers. But we will do that together, and we will do it with hope, championing the ones that have gone before and connected to the ones that are coming up after. We'll lift our eyes with hope and courage and joy because, friends, the good news is alive, and so are you. Christ is risen, and something in you is rising too. Something in us is meeting the mystery of Easter. So let us tell others about it and live into it one note at a time. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.